14. Flight. Encaustic, charcoal, metal rubbing. There were complications. I woke only gradually, which was fortunate, or I might have stirred and given myself away. Before I could do that, someone spoke, and I realized Shiny and I were not alone in the room.
Let go of me.
My blood chilled. Hado. There was tension in the air. Something that vibrated along my skin like an itch. But I did not understand it. Anger? No.
Let go, or I call the guards. They're right outside the door.
A quick sound of motion, flesh and cloth.
Who are you?
That was Shiny, though I hardly recognized his voice. It trembled, wavering from need to confusion.
Not who you think, but I am myself.
Hado said this with such savagery that I nearly forgot myself and flinched.
Just another mortal to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Shiny sounded more himself now, the emotion cooling from his voice.
I see that now.
Hado drew in a deep breath, as shaky as Shiny's voice had been, and some of the tension faded. Cloth stirred again, and Hado came over to me, shadowing my face.
Has she shown any sign of recovery today? Spoken, maybe?
No and no.
Stiffer than usual, even for Shiny. The White Halls taught that the Bright Lord could not lie. I was relieved to hear that he could, though it plainly did not suit him.
Everything is different now. They'll begin taking blood again tonight. Hopefully she's strong enough.
That will likely kill her.
Look outside, man. 2 weeks have passed since Rola died. 2 weeks until the Night Lord's deadline. As he has so dramatically decided to remind us.
He uttered a soft, humorless laugh. I wondered what he meant.
Date has been a man possessed since he saw it. There's no hope of my dissuading him this time.
Otto's hand stroked my face suddenly, brushing my hair back. I was surprised at such a tender gesture from him. He hadn't struck me as the type for tenderness, even to this small degree.
In fact, he continued with a sigh, if her mind doesn't return, or Hell's, even if it does, I fear he'll take all her remaining blood, and her heart too.
Goosebumps prickled my skin. I prayed that Hado would not notice. He touched the buckle across my midriff, silent now with his own thoughts, and showing no inclination to leave. I began to worry. The sunlight felt strange on my skin. Thin, sort of. Did that mean it was late afternoon? If Hado didn't leave soon, the sun would set and Shiny would become powerless. We needed his magic for this to work.
You are not quite yourself, Shiny said suddenly. Something of him lingers.
Hado stiffened perceptibly beside me.
Not the pot that gives a damn about you, he snapped, and got up stalking toward the door. Speak of this again, and I will kill you myself.
With that, he was gone, closing the door rather harder than necessary. And then Shiny was there, yanking at my midriff strap so roughly that I yelped.
This place has been chaos all day, he said. The guards are on edge. They keep checking the room. Every hour, some interruption. Servants bringing food, checking your arm, then that one.
Hado, I gathered. I pushed his hands away and fumbled with the midriff strap myself, gesturing for him to work on the leg straps, which he began to do. What's happened to get them all upset?
When the sun rose this morning, it was black.
I froze, stunned. Shiny kept working. A warning? I asked. The words of the quiet goddess came to me, from that day in South Root. You know his temper better than I do. Not Etempus, as I had assumed then. With more of his children dead or missing, it was the Night Lord whose temper would be at the breaking point. Would he even wait the full month he had promised?
Yes, though it seems Yaina has managed to contain his fury to some degree. The rest of the world can see the sun clearly. Only this city cannot.
So Saruman had been right in her prediction. I could still feel sunlight on my skin, just weak. There must have been some light remaining, or Shiny wouldn't have bothered trying to free me. Perhaps it was like an eclipse. I had heard those described as the sun going black. But an eclipse that lasted all day and moved with the sun across the sky?
No wonder the lights were a tizzy. The whole city would be in a panic.
How much time until sunset? I asked.
Very little.
Gods, do you think you'll be able to break that window? The glass is so thick.
My hands would not work as quickly as I wanted. I was still weak, but better than I had been.
The cut legs are made of metal. I've loosened one of them, which should serve well as a club.
He spoke as if that answered my question, which I supposed was an answer in itself. We got the straps undone and I sat up. There was no dizziness this time, though I swayed when I stood.